You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Amidst all the news this morning, there was a SENS announcement from the Clicks Group. They gave us their interim results for the 6 months ended the 29th of February 2024. And I'm joined on the line by the company's CEO, Bertina Engelbrecht, to reflect on the numbers and just understand where the business is at the moment. Good evening, Bertina. Always lovely speaking to you. Reflections on the last 6 months. It seems there's very little to complain about. The business has remained resilient.
Oh, thank you very much for that. Thanks for the compliment. I must say as well, reading the first analyst reports that have come out, the market sentiment and response has been really very positive. I just think, you know, we've got a great company, great people, fantastic customers and great products.
Absolutely. And I think it makes it easier as well to have this conversation following the last one we had. When you and I caught up around October of last year, around the full sets of numbers, we sort of spoke about a couple of things around acquisitions and CapEx commitments and coming into this first 6 month period. I mean, let's start with those acquisitions. They've now fully integrated into the business. So it looks as though by the end of the year, we're expecting good numbers.
Definitely. I mean, that's the reason we have enhanced the earnings for the market to 10 to 15%. But you can already see that the acquisitions are performing ahead of our expectations, which is always wonderful because baked into our expectations is the sense, you know, that we can extract more value out of an acquisition once we've done so. And then, of course, you know, because the acquisitions weren't in for the full part of last year, you'd see that there was a bit of a drag in terms of costs. And that will normalize over the period. So all in all, I think further improvement in terms of sales and flattening of the expense line.
Speaking of improvements, Bettina, I want to look at the margins. Margins are being helped along by private label products within the business. Obviously, that is such a big thing because that then means the business is more reliant on its own products and its own internalization.
Yes, but what I would say to you, what we've been able to do, Jimmy, is to really tier the private label program. The private label program is phenomenal. Right now, you know, up just in terms of its growth, has performed ahead of the total business, which, of course, I mean, has really performed better than analyst expectations. And then in that, you see that one in every three products sold to our front shop is a private label and exclusive brand. And I think that the reason for that is because we've really thought very carefully about how to tier the product. So we've looked at innovation, quality, and pricing. I always make the point, you know, our Clicks Made for Baby diaper, Dry Protect, one product of the year out of all products last year. You know, we've launched in terms of innovation, Made for Tots noodles, which parents and tots love. And then, of course, pricing. I mean, how much better can you get when you look at the price index, still the cheapest retailer all around?
That's definitely something to be proud of and be able to brag about. But Tina, I want to look at the other things that the Clicks Group brags about quite well. The loyalty program. You and I spoke about this last time to say it's one of the most successful loyalty programs in the market. And in just the last year, you've added 1 million new members.
Yes. And so in just the 6 months, it's actually 100,000 a month, you know, active members. And so we are now 11 million members. But here's the really fantastic thing for me. It's the fact that ClubCard member contribution to total sales have now increased to 82%. So not only do they value the rewards program, but they really are loyal Clicks shoppers. And you see that in the numbers. Of course, we've rewarded them as well, Jimmy. Paid back 387 million rand in cashbacks over the last 6 months.
And is this the reason for increasing the store footprint? I mean, 930 million that was committed towards CapEx expenditure, a lot of that was also around expanding the footprint and having recently opened the 900th store this year, there's no signs of slowing down. I mean, the business plans to do 50 to 55 more stores.
Yes. In fact, that's ahead of the guidance that we've given to the market. So the guidance is between 40 to 50 and new stores per annum. But we are now well on track to actually get to between 50 and 55 this year. At any point, we probably know 2 years out where we're going to be going in terms of our store rollout program. And we really have a phenomenal property team who are able. We've had no additional costs going to that team. They've just become so much more efficient at opening up new stores for us and refurbishing stores. That's all part of one small little team's job.
That's something any investor loves to hear, is no additional cost but improved efficiencies, because it means it's not coming out of anyone else's pocket. Bettina, let's look at the value that shareholders have been able to achieve by being Clicks investors. 2 billion rand returned in the buyback program in just the last 6 months.
Yep. I mean, really, you know, a fantastic thing between cash, between dividends and share buybacks, 2 billion rand returned. And in fact, we did a fantastic little, we looked at the share buyback program since 2006, and that was the year that both the CFO, myself, and in fact the managing executive of Clicks joined the group. I mean, it's phenomenal. The total return to shareholders since 2006 is 19.1 billion rand. That's 12.1 billion rand in dividends and 7 billion rand in buybacks. And that average buyback, to show you how effective the share buyback program was, the average is actually 43.31 versus where the share price has been probably over the last week, I'll talk about, you know, which is well over 280 rand. So phenomenal value. In fact, if you just looked at the dividends on those shares, that would have paid for the share buyback program on its own.
How do you continue to protect that? How do you continue to, on an expansionary drive as a business, understanding that new stores equals new cost equals new staff, but not necessarily guaranteed new revenues just yet, how do you maintain that balance and ensure that shareholders can still sit back and comfortably say, you know what, this is okay?
I include working capital management as a performance metric for the CFO and for every one of the managing executives. But really, we work very hard at working capital management, and you see the way in which that has improved, actually, over the last year. We've actually improved group net working capital by 3 days, just over the last 6 month period. But, you know, we keep a very, very keen eye on all elements of the business. If I look at part B, the retail performance, you look at that improving net operating margin. Really, we've not only looked at the gross margin, you know, how you get to the net profit margin is by really focusing on the areas in between that. And so that's employment costs, it's your other operating costs, even though there are certain costs you've got no control over, like the cost of electricity, the cost of insurance that has gone up, the cost of security that has gone up. You know, so you really just have to look for every opportunity to eke out efficiencies throughout your value chain in any business. And I think that's what the Clicks Group does really very well.
Absolutely. But, you know, let's look ahead to the rest of the 6 months, the rest of the year, before we do the full year numbers. You and I are certainly going to catch up, as we always do, around the full year numbers. What's concerning you at the moment? What's giving the team a bit of a headache, a slight area of concern, maybe the economic outlook that sits within South Africa at the moment? What are you guys worried about?
The interesting thing is, you know, when the economy is constrained, it actually is very helpful for a value retailer such as ourselves.
So not your problem.
but, you know, I think that there are other things. You know, you always worry, because I think if the economy is too tough, you maybe have increases in criminality. And if the economy is too tough and you've got a large high unemployment level, then people become dissatisfied and it could lead to civil unrest. So the reason that we always talk about the economic environment is because of the other consequentials that come, you know, as a consequence of that. The things that we are worried about is, you know, what lies ahead in terms of load shedding after the general elections. I don't want to be skeptical, you know, but it's been really very good the last month or so. And then, of course, you know, it's one of the most highly contested elections that we've ever had. And are we going to be able to ensure that we've got no potential disruption as a consequence of that? Now, I'm a great believer in SA Inc. I think the democratic process is very well understood. It's quite mature. People have always accepted the election results. So I think it's just in the lead up for all political leaders of all parties to really display a level of maturity and put SA Inc. first.
Putting SA Inc. first, that's how we get through the next couple of weeks leading up to the election and coming out of that election. We will certainly be hoping that load shedding is indeed a thing of the past, but we can only wait and see. Thank you so much for that update, Bettina. We wish you the best for the next 6 months, and we'll catch up at the end of the year to reflect on those numbers. It's Bettina Engelbracht, who is CEO of Clicks, joining me to reflect on their interim numbers that they put out this morning.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.